You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And there's no better place than the one you call home. Doesn't it deserve the right protection? Talk to a Cleveland Allstate agent about home insurance and let the good life in today. Now, Matt, it's also me and you. We're back together, and Gibbs is with us. Gibbs, how the heck are you, brother?
Dude, I'm good. It was good to see you this morning.
It's great to see you. You're quite tan. You looked almost as brown as your brown shirt.
I have worked on it. It has been it's been a good summer for the tan. Not gonna lie. Normally, there's a great farmer tan, but the tan is good.
The tan is good. What did you do, man? How did you enjoy your time?
Well, you know, obviously the whole getting engaged thing.
Yes.
Little Myrtle Beach action. You know, just we did a lot of staycation. Like this past weekend, prime example. You know, we had like seven kids over our house sleeping over Friday night. Actually, there are kids that are still at our house from Friday night that have not gone home yet.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sleepover turned into the weekend over.
How does that happen?
It happens. You know, the parents call. They're like, hey, do you mind taking our kid for the weekend? We're going out of town. I'm like, yeah, no worries.
Nice. And what do you do? Are you the entertainment, or are you one of the ones that like hold yourself away?
When they're 15 and 11, they kind of do their own thing.
Yes,
you just got to be ready to go when they're hungry. When they come inside and they're hungry, and you better have something ready to go. So, no, but like, you know, Friday night, they were all doing their thing. Saturday morning, I woke up, played a little golf early, and then went and bought a pork butt and put that on the smoker for the day. Bought a little pork butt for some pulled pork later in the day. Did burgers, dogs, just bought a bunch of stuff. Had a lot of beer.
What's your go-to barbecue sauce when you do your pulled pork?
Boy, that's a good question. Sweet Baby Ray's, you can't go wrong
with. No, you cannot.
You know, they have like five different kinds now.
Yep.
It's that really is my go-to for barbecue sauce. So, but no, I bought a 10-pound pork butt, put it in the smoker for about 8 hours, took it out, pulled pork sandwiches for everybody at night.
Oh,
we had
man.
A bunch of, we had friends come over. We have an above-ground pool we put up, so cornhole, pool, all that stuff. It was
that's
like
great. That is summer.
Yeah, that's and then yesterday was more of the same. Did a little golfing again, and you know, everybody else just hung out by the pool all day. So it was good.
That
it
definitely doesn't suck.
Definitely doesn't suck.
It was relaxing, and now you know. I wanted to say it this morning in the meeting. You know, we have a production meeting every Monday morning. Kevin Griffin, our esteemed leader, asked everybody to raise their hand this is their first training camp, and they all raised their hands, and everybody's excited. And I just wanted to say, I hope you enjoyed your last weekend in 2015 that you had free. Because it is officially on, and the next free date you're going to have is January 5th.
The bye week.
Yeah. But even the bye week, we got stuff going on normally.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even Labor Day weekend, I thought about it. I'm like, all right, we'll probably get like Friday and Saturday, but the team reports back. We usually have practice like Sunday night then of Labor Day weekend. We got practice on Monday. So, I mean, maybe 48 hours here or there, but I hope they all understand what they're getting into.
We're getting into the greatest time of the year. Favorite time of the year. It is the most wonderful time of the year. You've got, because that's still coming at the end of this. Christmas comes at the end of this, but you've got training camp when everybody's optimistic. And is that true for you as a player? Do you feel that when you get into camp, every team thinks they're going to be awesome? Or were you ever in a situation where it's like, oh man.
Yeah. My rookie year in San Diego was kind of that like of the community and the organization because it had been disheveled for so long. But it wasn't like that for me until it actually started to play out.
Yeah.
Because being so successful in high school, you go to Ohio State, you have a great career there and do what we did as seniors. And then it's like, oh, I haven't lost a game in like a year and a half. And then it's like you lose six in a row. And you're like,
what
whoa,
is going
humble
on?
Humble pie.
What is the deal?
But you wake up really quickly. But And that's the one debate that I constantly have at this time of the year, both for football programs in college and NFL franchises. Coaches can't wrap my head around, and I was a part of that, and I might have shared this story. when I went to our opening day in training camp, when the veterans reported with Mike Singletary as his last, I think his last year in San Francisco. Okay.
Okay.
Had the audacity to walk in into our meeting, and everybody got quiet around him because everyone was scared of him. To walk in, and he erases the whiteboard like vigorously. You know, erases everything that was on there, like, you know, like he's mad. And you're like, dude, it's the first day. Chill. Like, we're not even out there yet. And he takes a big bold, you know, marker and writes 19-0 on the board.
Uh-huh.
And of course, for me, I had spent 6 years in San Diego, took 4 trips to the playoffs. I'd been to an AFC championship game. Okay, never won a Super Bowl. I'm not claiming that I did. But I sat there and I went, wait, this NFL franchise hasn't won more than 7 games in a decade.
We're going right to 19.
And this man's going right to 19-0. And I go, he's off his rocker. You know, you move forward. Okay, I got hurt in the preseason, took my injury settlement, ended up Green Bay and winning a Super Bowl that year. But that team ended up going like 5-11. And it's just so far-fetched that in his mind, he thought that the individuals on that team and the coaches on that staff were capable of being the greatest team in NFL history. And that's what he was pitching to us.
So does that make you, as a player, tune out because it's so unrealistic?
Like, yes.
If he had said, all right, our goal is to win the division, make the playoffs, you know, that gets you more engaged than something as ridiculous as 19.
It does, because the hardest part in professional sports, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, whatever sport it is getting those big personalities, getting those high-paid franchise players and the, you know, 25 to 30 minimum salary guys, get you all to gel and mold and like each other enough so that you can go out and play as an actual team enough times to make the postseason. And then it's any man's game.
Sure.
Whoever's hottest at that time, whoever's healthiest,
you know,
at that time,
yep,
can go on a run. But it's playing together and enjoying the game of football, which is, as we heard from Ray Farmer, is a huge factor in why he drafted the 12 individuals he did. They love the game of football.
Love it.
And you have to have that love. You have to have the love and aspirations of wanting to be a champion.
Yep.
And you also, too, over the course of training camp, have to build those relationships with your teammates, go through the ups and downs of training camp, and it's not like it used to be, to the point where you are excited week one for what you've created as a football franchise, that, you know, in your opportunity as a football team.
I like it. You're right. And this is where it all starts. Every team has an opportunity to win the championship right now, and that's what everybody's kind of focused on. And I love this time of year. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see, certainly, what this Browns team has in training camp. And we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. What's the one word that describes your feeling about this team headed into training camp? What are you looking forward to seeing the most in training camp? We're going to have Andrew Hawkins, wide receiver for the Browns, leading receiver a year ago. He will be with us in just a few minutes at the bottom of this hour at 1:30, along with his son, Austin. So I see them right now outside the Dog Bowl. They're getting ready to come on in here. So we'll have him in here at the bottom of this hour. But I think this is just a great time. It means the start of football season.
You're undefeated, as Jim Donovan says.
You are undefeated. Everybody looks good. Everybody's feeling good. Fantasy football season, for those of you who do that, is starting. For those of you who are not affiliated with the National Football League and are in places where you live in Nevada, gambling season is beginning. It is a glorious time.
The kid's
got to
be excited.
Oh, it's the kid's favorite time.
He's signing up for DraftKings and FanDuel.
FanDuel now with the Browns.
Yeah, okay.
No DraftKings.
Yes, we are.
All right. FanDuel, okay. And you can go to FanDuel.com/TheGurra right now, as a matter of fact.
I need to get set up.
We'll get you set up. Let's go.
Let's FanDuel. Go FanDuel, guys.
Yeah, so get on FanDuel. But, yes, it is an exciting time. We'll get into the one word after Andrew Hawkins, but I have a bunch of them kind of floating around in my head. But I got to say, overall, I'm feeling, you know, pretty good about this team, and I'm excited to see them get out there. When you were a rookie, did you have these extra days with this rookie camp beforehand?
You did.
And what does that, because you can't have a full
Not
team,
a full
you
week.
Can't have full practice. What is it, more just one-on-one position group drills
it's
and
a,
just
yeah.
getting ready?
That's exactly what it is. A lot of one-on-one, a lot of time, you know, recapping what you had done in OTAs and minicamp. And as I mentioned, because Jim Donovan asked a very similar question, you want these guys to become a creature of habit, you know, as a second year, you know, Johnny Manziel, Justin Gilbert, Pierre Desir, all these guys will enter camp, you know, as second-year players now. It's official.
Yep.
They know what training camp was like last year. They know the mental, emotional, and physical ups and downs of what, you know, how their body, how their mind, you know, felt after 25 some days of double days or practice. And it's these coaches' ability to have them become professionals in 4 or 5 days, because they don't have an opportunity to go backwards once the veterans report. And as Jim and I talked about it, is you can ask that stupid question right now. You know, ask that question, that thing that, whether it's a route combination or a defense or a coverage, whatever's confusing you right now as a rookie, ask that question right now, because when the veterans get here, it's going to be, you know, you're fast forwarding through. You're going to cover what you covered in 11 practices in about 3 days. And then you're going to get into the repetition, the game planning of getting ready for the preseason opponents, and even more so. I'm sure the focus right now is already in the New York Jets.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Been watched, it's been broken down, and it's there readily available.
And they're excited
for
about
the starters of this football
team. Of course. What is one thing you would say to these rookies that are here today about either this time or about training camp?
Humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
Yeah. The more humble, and just like I told my son today when I left him at Indians camp, I go, be a listener, not a talker. That's the one key thing is, and it's just even now as a former player, when I have young kids, the kid that's got the motor mouth, the kid, one that's, you know, the na-na-na-na-na, and think the know-it-all out there is the one that most likely is going to be taking the Greyhound bus out of this building. But the one who's confident and humbled by the opportunity to play in the NFL, and even more so the Cleveland Browns, that sits there and absorbs, asks the smart question, goes out on, you know, on the practice field and executes day and day and creates their own little consistent process of getting better, is the guy that will most likely not only make this roster but be contributing, whether it be special teams, offense, or defense.
Can the rookies show the coaches something that will give them, you know, since they're here a few days beforehand, everybody's excited, can they show something in these few days that gives them the opportunity to really contribute once camp opens?
One is they're in shape and they're ready, as we talked about, you know, the conditioning test. B, if they're not asking stupid questions, but asking those graduate level questions, reassuring their understanding of this offense, defense, or special teams, or whatever their role is, gives those the position coaches the peace of mind that goes, okay, he's ready right now mentally to be on the same level as those, you know, those veterans when they come in. I've got a guy who's ready. Now it's just a matter of repetition, repetition, repetition for him to prove it consistently day in, day out on the practice field.
And they will get those opportunities with the veterans starting on Thursday, the veterans reporting on Wednesday, and one of those veterans is wide receiver Andrew Hawkins, and he will join us live in the Dog Bowl when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.